Okay. Shalom aleichem. Okay, it's Matan Torah. The title here is Yisro Tavshin Peidalon, understandably, and the subtitle is My Body is a Flame, the Experience of Sinai. Let's try and examine what the experience of Sinai was like and what that means for us today. I dare say that we'll see here that the reverberations of Sinai, the impact, the indelible imprint of Sinai is still with us, right? And that's our responsibility, like the Ramban says, is a mitzvah to always remember Maimon Har Sinai, that our eyes and that our heart should always be there, and that our worldview, i.e., right, the way we see the world on the outside via our eyes and our heart, our internal reality, should always be striving to view the world through the lens of Sinai. What is the lens of Sinai? So Rambam, first let's start off here. The Rambam says in Igros Teiman, he says, "Ukvar hivticho abori yizbarach ke'odem anichnas arev l'chaveru v'daylo b'arvusam." Because Baruch Hu has committed himself to us, taking responsibility of the anu. Shekol mi she'omar al har Sinai, that anybody who stood at Sinai, that's us. She'hei ma'minim b'nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu b'chol ma sheba al yodo. Hei muvnei ad olam. A Jew believes in the revelation at Sinai. Shekein omar kodesh Baruch Hu yizvorach. Hinei anochi boi lecha ba'ave anon ba'avur yishma ha'am b'dabri imach v'gam b'chol yaminu le'olam. Lefichach yesh ladas shekol mi shenata miderech hadas hanesuna b'maymet ha'hu she'enu mizera anoshim ha'hem v'chein omar avosenu zal al kol ha'mistapek b'nevua lo omdu avosav al har Sinai. These are very powerful words. Some people may not like the way they sound, but it is what the Rambam says. Right? A person who denies maymet har Sinai, lo amdu avosav, right, al har Sinai. His forefathers, his roots are not there. Where was he? I don't know. Maybe it's part of the Erev Rav. I'm not sure. Again, not a very easy statement to make. I would assume that the Rambam is talking about people who are not beget of what we call Tinok or Shenishbu. If a Tinok Shenishba is considered an onus with regard to all the dinim of the Torah, right? In other words, someone who has had no education whatsoever. So it's true that Kodesh Baruch Hu has implanted this inside of us, but in order to be able to restore it, in order to be able to find it, we have to uncover layer and layers of silt. So that's what you see reaction was happening in Eretz Yisrael right now. I don't know what's going on exactly in Chutzot, but certainly in Eretz Yisrael that's what's happening. People who have no idea, and I've said this idea over and over and over and over and over again since Simchas Torah, right? We are experiencing a war. We also are experiencing a revolution. We are experiencing a revolution, right? 6 months ago, not everybody in Eretz Yisrael knew about Tzitzis, Tefillin, or Kriyat Shema for that matter. They didn't. There is nobody now who doesn't know what Kriyat Shema, Tefillin, and Tzitzis are. There are some people who are still fighting against it. There are dozens of Avirams in every generation. But the vast majority of the people are more aware, more sympathetic, more interested than was the case before Simchas Torah. That's the Messias. So I dare say that maybe the Rambam is talking about somebody who, in spite of everything, right, still insists, really call it, that he doesn't believe, right? Right? Perhaps that's the idea. Perhaps that's the idea. Sorry. Okay. Let's continue. Says the Sifrei Kor. This is on the one hand. The Rambam said that the Maimon Har Sinai, the Sinai experience, the revelation, is embedded inside of us. And therefore we believe in Torah's Moshe. Oh, it might be buried under tons and tons of silt or worse than that. So God willing, it'll come out as we see this taking place. Mirtzah Hashem. Halavai Vayter. The Sifrei Kor says a very, what do you call it, a very drastic sort of statement also, not in the same way as the Rambam, but also you'll hear what he has to say. L'fi shel osa mayim nasa besarchem lapidei esh. And it was as though our bodies were aflame. V'har bo'er ba'esh. V'har shu domim. V'har, which is what he called, which is mineral. Yeah? With a flame. V'shalot ba'esh kol shekein b'gufim v'lo nizoku. Then we certainly were aflame. And we were not harmed. Ki ye'esh ruchnis. It was a spiritual flame. Lefi shekiblu Torah shehe'esh. Because we received the Torah which was esh. Halo kod v'ra'i ke'esh. V'nitzarfu v'nitzdachaku arba'i sonotheim. And every part of us, every aspect of us was transformed into flame. Right? Fascinating. Okay? So we have on the one hand the Rambam who says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has promised that we will never be kofar in the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu. And once again I said that those amongst the Jewish people who are kofar, then let's assume that they are Tinoko Shenishbu. And if they're not Tinoko Shenishbu, so then we'll take the Rambam at face value. What makes a person to a Shenishbu is not really our discussion right now. If a person receives a very poor education, I guess it's conceivable as well. But, okay, that's not our ASIC. But what we have to know in a positive sense is that it is embedded inside of us. The Sinai experience is embedded inside of us. Even though we do not necessarily, as we will see, maintain the same level throughout the entire experience, but the transformative aspect of it, of it being engraved upon our hearts, that's with us, says the Rambam. Says the Sifrei Kor from this, it's not the Shach, from what he called, from Lita and afterwards from Czechia. This is the, what do you call it, this is the Sifrei Kor from Tzfas, a Talmud of the Ari. Perhaps a Talmud of the Ari, right? He says that, what do you call it, that we were aflame. The fire at Sinai was burning in us. Okay, there are other incredible descriptions about Maimon Har Sinai, about the Luchos, the fire of the Luchos, as it were, but I want to discuss one particular point, the idea of what is the Nisayon of Har Sinai. So it says, V'chol ha'am roim es ha'kolos ves ha'lapidim ves kol ha'shafar ves ha'har ha'shein v'yar ha'am v'yanu v'yamdu mirachok. It says, right, V'chol ha'am roim es ha'kolos, they saw the sounds. Whoops! How do you see sounds? How do you see sounds? Says the Nefesh HaChaim, says the Rav Chaim Evalozhna, he brings the Medrash, that ha'yushomim es ha'nireh v'roim es ha'nishma, which he explains to mean, in our world, right, if you offer me a steak, for those of us that are carnivorous, if you offer me tofu, for those of us that are not carnivorous, right, if you offer me anything of Olam Hazeh nature, so you don't need to explain it to me, I see it. I think it's Var Torah, oh, I hear what you're saying, I hear it, right? How come when we see, the other one we hear? The nature of our relationship with Olam Hazeh is we see it. It's in our eyes. Boom. We see it. You don't have to explain it to us. Far Torah, Divrei Torah, that's a little bit out of our general purview, unfortunately, and therefore I hear what you're saying. At Sinai, it was reversed. They saw the Ruchni world. They saw Roy Mesanira, what ordinarily they saw, they now heard. You want to talk to me about Gashmias? Yeah, I hear that's necessary also. After all, we do live in a body, right? Ruchnius. There it is, in front of me. They saw what was nearly heard. They heard what was nearly seen. So says the Nefesh HaChayim. So we have this embedded in our hearts, as the Rambam in Igeres Teiman says. We were aflame, says the Sifrei Kor from Tzfas. Nefesh HaChayim says our clarity of the world was one that, or that which you ordinarily hear, we could see, and that which you ordinarily see, we could hear. Vayomer Moshe, daber imono v'nishma, v'al yedaber imono elokim pen namus. What was their fear? If you tell us any more of this, we're going to die. Ken Namus. Says the Hamikdavar, says the Tziv. Im lo nie nizarim kolkach v'achonan aru'uya lezeh ha'maymed. Right? The korov shenien nifgayim. They were afraid. They were afraid. Why? Why were they afraid? V'hinei kisvurim hayu shirotan Hashem ledabri im kulam kol ator shemichsav. Rakabolos ba'al peh yeim Moshe levado. They were afraid because, okay, we can manage this for ourselves and Dibros, but what if you're going to tell us everything, everything that there is to tell us? You're going to tell us in such a fashion, we can't maintain the level, we can't maintain the what do you call it, the darga, right, of connection. It'll be overload for us. We'll fry. That was what they were nervous about. It was clearly a very, very bone-jarring experience. Now let's see the pasuk we're going to address fully. Vayomer Moshe el ha'am, al tiro, do not be afraid. Ki lavor nasos eschem, Hashem is going to be menase you, whatever that means, we'll see. Bo Elokim, uvavor tiyeh yiras al pneichem, levil tisech tohu. So first of all, there's a self-contradiction here. We start off, Moshe Rabbeinu says, al tiro, don't be afraid, and then he says, uvavor tiyeh yiras al pneichem, so you will be afraid. Whoops! Right, says the Yavetz, the Chassid Yavetz. He says the Pshat is over here. Is don't be afraid that you're going to die. Hashem is not revealing himself to you so that you should die. Right. He is revealing you. Oh, that's the Al Tiro. Don't focus on that. You won't die. I bring you here to the point of death. That is Yiras Hachet. V'da says, what do you call it, the Chassid Yavetz, the last two lines there. V'da ki eilu shnei mini ayira anu tzrichim yachad. Echad keneged aguf, an aguf, lahavilo, lahavchino. The goof sometimes drags us, what do you call it, after very corporeal things, mundane things, etc. So a person needs a little bit of yirasa, onesh, right? Right? Hello, wake up, you know. Life is not about a glatt kosher Caribbean cruise, right? About dining anywhere or taking one. I'm just saying that's not what life is supposed to be about. Lezos hakavona bo hakolos v'alapidim b'maymen arsina. The bay is keneged nefesh. The focus is really what I brought you to this experience. The Rebbeinu Shalom is your sachet. Lezay amra tani yimora shamayim aleichem lo mora atzmechem levad. Don't freak me out losing your life. The mora, the awe standing before the Creator should be indelibly imprinted upon your hearts. Okay? Further. Lavu nasos eschem. Right? What's the idea of the Nisarim over here? So Rashi says, L'gadal eschem ba'olam sheyetzi lachem shem ba'umos. In other words, the idea of Lavu nasos eschem, that this entire experience, the revelation experience, is to raise you up, lashon nes alaharim, right, a banner to raise you up, lenasos eschem, to raise you up in the eyes of the world, so that you will be seen as a different people. You'll be different. And at the same time, what do you call it? Right? Ubabur tiyeh yiras al pneichem, so you should have proper yira vis-a-vis Hashem. When you see, what do you call it, you have this experience here, you see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is inol milvado, you will stand in a state of awe before him. So on the one hand, the nisayon is not a lashon of kesed according to Rashi, it's a lashon of neis al harim, a banner raised up. You will be raised up in the eyes of the nations of the world, and you will also have the necessary fear to maintain your proper relationship with Hashem. You're standing in awe in the presence of the Creator. It's Rashi. Ramban, right? Right? Disagrees with Rashi. He says, "V'nenu lochon." Avo yitachin shiyoma ki l'avur hargil chem be'emunaso bo'a Elokim. Right? Right? The Lashon Yisayon is a Lashon of l'hargil, to accustom us. Right? Shekevan shehera lachem li'alachem yilu yashchina nichnasa emunaso bilvavchem ledavka bo. Right? So since he has accustomed you to the idea of Gilui Shechina, right, seeing the Rebbeinu Shalom, right, so this will cause you to be attached to him. Lo tipar nafshechem mimena le'olam, and you will not detach yourself forever. He accustomed you in this experience to a connection with the Shechina that blows your mind, and therefore you will maintain that. V'yaloshon min v'yoel oleches kilo nisa. V'yomid David al-shol lo uchal oleches v'hem kilo nisisi. Right? I'm not accustomed to this. That's the way the Ramban wants to first explain. Right? I'm not accustomed. Okay. Then he brings the Moravuchim. Another explanation of the Nisayon of Sinus. We have the Nisayon to lift us up, the Lashon Nesav Aharim. We have Nisayon as the Lashon of accustoming us, right? Also, we should become accustomed to being connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam, right? And then we have the Nisayon as the way the Mamad Moravuchim describes it, right? The idea of the Nisayon is, Ki Amar Lahem Al Tiro, Ki Yizeh Asher Ra'isim Hayah, Keshi Yinaseh Hashem Elokim Eschem, Lohodiyach La'erach Emunatschem. There will be challenges. There will be the idea of a Navi Sheker. Will you abandon the truth that you saw at Sinai? If a Navi Sheker comes to tell you to be over to Zorah, a Navi Sheker comes to tell you, break off, that one of the mitzvahs is not going to be erased permanently. Do you believe him? So in order that the Nisayon of the future should be withstood, that's why Hashem gave you this incredible degree of clarity at Sinai. So this is the Moravuchim. Right? Then the Ramban suggests, and I think this is very powerful, Valdaiti hu nisoyon mamish. Ramban says it really is a nisoyon. Nisoyon. Because under normal circumstances, a nisoyon, I mean, when we usually interpret nisoyon, is difficulty in avodas Hashem. Right? Do you really want to connect to Hashem? Do you really want to love Hashem? Right? Well, are you willing to do it even under difficult circumstances? That's the way we generally understand the Nisayon. Haldaiti Nisayon Mamesh, Yomar. Hinei Rotzai Elokim Lanasoschem, Atishru Mitzosav, Ki Yotzi Milivchem Kol Safek. That's weird. He's calling it a Nisayon, a standard Nisayon, in that fashion, right? Nisayon Mamesh. But instead of making it difficult, Levik is making it easier. He's making it totally clear. Me'ata yira hayeshchem o'avim oso v'im tech betzubo v'vitzosa v'chein kol osher nisoyin b'china to test l'leches v'eila ki lo nisisi. He wants to explain that same pasuk that he brought before from Shul, not to a custom, but rather to test. I've never tested these out. There's talking about David's armament, Shaul's armament, or on David, right? So I heard from Rav Moshe Shapir at Pesach Vavrach. This is the first parish of Ramban, which may imply that it's a standard Nisayim. Make something difficult, but then he says it's not difficult. Lefach, he's making it very clear. He wants to suggest that actually Ramban is being Ramis to, that the degree of clarity that we experienced over here, right, makes it difficult when the lights go out later. It makes it very difficult. Because when you're that close, and then all of a sudden, you don't hear from the one who loves you so much. For decades. For millennia. You don't hear from him. He's given up on me. He's cut me loose. That's the Nisayon. Nisayon, because deep inside of us, we experience something incredibly powerful and incredibly close to the Hashem. And now, it's silence. And it makes a person think, it's over. Point to ponder. The experience at Sinai, right, that closeness generates a difficulty for us later on when things are not so clear. To really see, do you really love Hashem? You won't let go. You won't give up. Then the Ramban suggests another possibility. Right? In other words, he'll see if we will reciprocate. Kodesh Baruch Hu showed us such closeness. Will you reciprocate? He showed you such love. Will you reciprocate? Okay. So again, the Rambam, right, in Moravuchim, that Nisayon is, the Nisayon is in the future. It's the future in that really chord, and then when things are difficult, then we'll be able to withstand the test. Right? The Ramban wants to say to the Nisayon right now, in fact, that Hashem is showing us so much, and then later on we don't hear from him anymore, it's a tremendous test. It's not quite the same as the Rambam. Right? The Rambam is saying that, right, Hashem gave us this what he calls this incredible clarity now, so we will be able to withstand the test later, right? And the Ramban is saying that this closeness now is generating the test later. You hear the difference. You hear the difference. The Rambam in Igros Teiman, it says a little bit differently than he says in Mor Nevuchim. There he talks about the idea, not necessarily the Nisayon of Navi Sheker, but he talks about the Nisayon of Shmad, right? The Jews are being trampled. How do we hold on? We hold on. Because inside of us is still imprinted by Har Sinai. So says the Rambam in Igros Teiman. Nisayon, raise us up. Nisayon, like Rashi says, accustom us to this level of closeness with Hashem. That itself can generate a Nisayon when later on the lights go off. Or perhaps Nisayon, right? Like Rambam says, the Nisayon is what he called is to see, to give us the capacity to withstand future Nisayonos, either of Shmad, right, or Navi Sheker, right? Or there's a Nisayon to see if we reciprocate the love that he showed us, we reciprocate with it. Okay. Here is the Sefer Ikrim, and this is a fascinating idea. He says, the experience of Sinai, Mitzad Echad, was very bone-jarring. You could hear what really you saw, you see what really you see, what he called, you hear, what he called lights, what he called the fire, what he called the mountains are shaking, right? There's fire going up to the heavens. It's like, says in the Ikrim Sefer Fashion, I say, Perushal Hagilcha, Lenasos, we use the idea of Lenasos, once again, like the way, what he calls the way the Ramban mentioned, right? The Ramban mentioned to be margil you, to accustom you, but why? Perushal Hagilcha, Lizbola Torach Va'omel, Befoa La'avoso Shomokom. Because on the one hand, this incredible degree of clarity in terms of the Kadosh Baruch Hu is coming upon them, right? And yet there's so much static all at the same time, noise and money pouring fire to the heavens, and like, you know, where do I focus first? You become accustomed to focusing on the truth in spite of the surroundings. And as you learn from this, right? The Jewish people learn with this to tough it out through the generations, in spite of all the difficulties. Right? Not just like the way the Rambam says, that the clarity gives them the ability to overcome when things get difficult. But the very experience itself now was filled with all sorts of static. And yet we focused on what was the important thing over here. The Rabbeinu Shem is speaking to us. The Rabbeinu Shem is embracing us. The Rabbeinu Shem is giving us himself, Kofi Yochel, through the Torah. Fascinating, no? Very, very interesting. The Maral says, right, that the idea of Nisayon is to lift up, but not like Rashi says, right? Here in the Drashas Maral, the Drusha Torah, to lift us up, and not to show us to the nations of the world, look how great the Jewish people are, but to lift us up, to generate inside of us, Hashem lifts us up, embraces us, to show how much he loves us. The experience of Sinai was to show how much he loves us. Right? The sound of the fire, the kolos, the brakim, the eish, are there to generate fear. Because you need both things. Through the Kabbalah Torah, you need both love and fear. And this is a fundamental idea. A fundamental, fundamental idea. The Torah can only stand on a combination of both Ava and Yira. If one doesn't have Ava, then when I get tired of this, I'm not interested in doing this anymore. But if you love somebody, you never get tired of doing it. And says the Maral, Yira, he says, if you don't have Yira, then you'll never hold on to the Chachma. Reishis Chachma Yiras Hashem. You'll never hold on to the rules of the Torah, the view of the Torah, the Torah itself, you won't hold on to it. Right? You have to know that if I let go, I don't have the signposts, I don't have the directives, I don't have the instructions for how to live. I have to know that it is absolutely necessary. Don't forget, it's sort of like, because I'll say that, what do you call it, you know, Asher El Mufachi Tami is not with regard to Bitachon, it's regard to what do you call holding on to one's Torah. If you take the Torah casually, so then, okay, big deal, so I remember, I don't remember, right, etc. But if you realize that this is the only way I can pick up the thread to walk from the beginning of the creation to the end of days, I have to focus well. How do I hold the thread? Which way does it lead me down this path? Etc. So says the Maharal. And finally, in Sefer Devarim it tells us, right, Vayishma Hashem es kol divrechem midabrechem elai, Vayomer Hashem elai shamati es kol divreham azeh asher dibru elecha itivu kol asher diberu. They said, we said, that's it. We can't listen to this anymore. We're going to die. Moshe Rabbeinu says it's part of Yafos, right? The Baal HaFlaw. They want to tell Hashem, no, it'll be fine. But Kosh Baruch says, Mi'ten v'yeh levavam zeh lahem l'yiros even l'shmor eskomit sosai kol ha'yomim l'man yitav lahem l'yem l'olam. Moshe Rabbeinu, I know what's going on inside of them. They're not holding exactly as they thought they were in the beginning. They were, but they couldn't hold on to it. Manasseh and Nishma, the Hiskarvus Lahar, right? It's waiting. Lechem Olam Shuvalhem Lo Lechem, return to your corporeal life, to your physical life. Ata Po Amodi Madi, you stay with me. Vadabroi Lechem. It's called Mitzvos HaChukim. You can maintain this level. You can maintain this Madrega. You can maintain this form of relationship, right? Right. I know they're fading, right, in terms of, right, their fears, the fear, not of Yiras Hashem, to the depth that originally they felt it, but it's more Bnei Ha'esh. They're afraid of losing their hold on their physical reality here. So that's okay. Whatever has been imprinted has been imprinted. Whatever has been indelibly etched upon our souls is there. However, a different nation, how we're meant to have years stand in awe before Hashem, how Hashem showed us how much He loves us, right? He accustomed us to, what do you call it, to knowing that we are loved. All this is imprinted upon our soul as the Rambam taught us, right? It will always remain inside of our souls. And like I said, the revolution that we're seeing now, remains our Hashem, will continue to spread. We shouldn't hear any more sad, what we call tidings. But the revolution should continue. Right? As I mentioned before, as the Aravos pick themselves up, those who are tattooed from head to toe, and they're talking about Kriya Shema, Tzitzis, Tefillin, just as they are picking themselves up to one degree or another, so too the rest of us, those who are connected to Torah, need to put more vibrance into our mitzvos, love Him, as it were, as Chazal describe us, right, in the Dal Minim. The Aravos have neither, as I've said before, have neither taste nor fragrance, right, the willows. The lulav comes from a date palm, it has taste, Torah. I taste the Torah, but people around me don't necessarily smell the fragrance unless I am imbuing my mitzvos with the same sort of Torah that I'm learning. So that those who are learning Torah, the mitzvos are not necessarily as fragrant, right? Mitzvos are always fragrant. The lulav, the date palm, the dates have taste, but no fragrance. Hadassim, on the other hand, have tremendous fragrance, but no taste, because person may be very involved in mitzvahs and it's beautiful and the fragrance spreads to a great distance, but he hasn't tasted the Torah the same way that he should. And then there's the Esrog with both taste and fragrance. Excellence in Torah, excellence in mitzvahs. So we're seeing the Aravos, right, rising. May the loving amongst us May the Hadassim amongst us raise ourselves up also as well. And may we all join together, yeah, in transforming ourselves to Esrogim of both taste and fragrance. And all of that which is etched upon our hearts should become exceedingly clear to us and to the world around us. Okay. Have a good time. Be well.